Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of November 2016, and this is the 468th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's a very heavy grey day today, and I haven't been out. I've been resting both to try and reduce my exhaustion, which I think is getting better. I think I'm feeling less exhausted, but also resting my back, which I did some damage to, I think, on last Saturday when I was moving around some archive boxes in the Ringing Tower, because we have an open day coming up this Saturday, and we really needed to tidy the place up, and it involved moving things from the ringing room to the rope room in between. The rope room is the room between the ringing room and the belfry, so it isn't really functional for anything apart from the ropes that have the bells attached to them running through from floor to ceiling. But it's also quite a good storage area, and our ringing room was getting very cluttered. I didn't actually carry anything because I'm not quite up to that anyway, but others were carrying the boxes up and then I was putting them in order, and that still actually required a bit of moving and bending and twisting. So it was a bit silly, and so I spent a couple of days in rather a lot of pain, but I had some work done on my back and yesterday by my acupuncturist, and I then had an Epsom salt bath with about half a packet of Epsom salts in it, about 500 grams, I think, of Epsom salts. And I didn't have a very good night for the first half of the night, but after that, I think the Epsom salts started getting through and I slept really deeply towards the morning. So my back's feeling much better and I am feeling perkier, but it is such a strange time at the moment. My cat, my dear cat Boo, is dying, and he's been absent twice for 24 hours and hasn't been eating anything. And I've sort of found him after 24 hours in different spots in the garden. But it's not consistent. I can't find him now, but I'm hoping I might be able to find him again tomorrow morning and just give him some water, although he won't take very much. So I'm sort of waiting with him, and then also waiting for this birth, which could happen any day now. So I feel in a really, really peculiar space, I think, and I'm just quite depleted. So really just audiobooks and pottering and walking about and lying down, not sitting, because of my back. So that's been my day has been a slow day, and this kind of overcastness, it suits it really. It doesn't call me out or anything like that. Tomorrow I'm going to have a walk, and I'm also going to have lunch with a friend, and I think that'll be a really, really good thing to get out of the house a bit. And enjoy the company of a couple of other people. And tonight I think I'm just going to do a little more filing of these cards, this index that I've been making of my mother's diaries. I haven't gone through all of them yet, and I'm finding it quite difficult to work out what to index. I mean, so much is really not... I was going to say not worth indexing. That's not quite what I mean. But it's hard to know what to pick out to sorry, my iPad just turned off and I wasn't sure whether it meant that it wasn't going anymore, but it is. Hard to pick out what the salient parts are, the parts that I want to write about. So I've been sort of indexing people's names, but in some cases they're people she sees every day, so it's really kind of not necessary to write them in every day. There are others that might just come up once, and they might actually be quite important, because I don't think she wrote about people in order of their importance in her life sometimes. But it's still the, so at the moment I'm not actually doing the indexing, I'm just doing, I'm just reorganizing the cards, because I had two filing boxes of cards on my table, and Boo, in his more active days a few weeks ago, knocked them both off the table and onto the floor, so they were all scattered. So maybe it feels sort of appropriate somehow to be putting those back together while he's finding his peace somewhere outside. And it's also something I can do without having to concentrate very hard. I just need to remember what the alphabet is. I do hope that wherever you are and whatever you're doing, you're in a less, turbulent place, but I don't actually feel turbulent. I just feel as if I'm waiting. But it is such an odd time with in the world as well as in my life. And I do hope that you can find some peace within this time, and enjoy, perhaps be able to focus on something that is special to you. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you on Saturday.